Just to begin with, I'd like to talk about the impetus for this project, and if you could just describe the film a little bit.
The film is about the women's liberation movement from 1963 to 1970. And I spent about 9 years traveling the country, talking with many of the feminists who helped make the women's liberation movement happen. I've been a feminist since I was about 10 years old, and I've noticed over the years that the word feminist has become more and more disparaged and maligned. And one day I was at work. I worked in the film industry in LA for a long time on feature films, and I was describing an event that I had seen on television, and this woman said to me, "Are you a feminist?" And I looked around and I said, "Well, yes, I am a feminist." And I don't know why she whispered and I don't know why I whispered. And I tried to explain to her why it was good to be a feminist and all the great things that happened during the women's liberation movement, and I couldn't think of one. It wasn't at the top of my head.
Right. Why do you think it is that people don't remember these things? Or why do you think that they need something like this film?
I think that women's accomplishments are generally not honored as often as men's accomplishments. And I also feel that life before the women's liberation movement was very different than life right now. And if young people, young girls and women, remembered those events, however small they may have been, it really sheds a big light on how far we've come, and it helps to show you where we need to go. You know, there was a time before the women's liberation movement, right up through the early 70s, where a woman couldn't get a credit card in her own name. And it was feminists who changed that.
In revisiting this period in time, what were some of the most striking actions or some of the most notable demonstrations for you?
Definitely when women use their sense of humor, because so often feminists are looked at as people with no sense of humor. Well, the women's movement had tremendous sense of humor. There was a group called WITCH, Women's International Terrorist Conspiracy from Hell, and they were extremely funny, and they went in front of the stock exchange and cast spells on it to talk about how few women they had employed in the New York Stock Exchange. And they cast spells, and then at night they came back and put crazy glue in the lock. So the next morning when the men came to open up the doors, it didn't work. And so they did things like that. They did a lot of zap actions where they would go into a Bank of America and demand to see the female president. And the bank would say, "Well, we don't have one." "Well, let's see the female vice president." "Well, we don't have one." But all the while, the press was waiting to witness this exchange and film it. So they were very creative.
What does it mean to you to be a feminist today?
Well, I am on a track to talk about why women are still under 30% representation in our three main areas of power in our country: finance, media, and government. And we really have to break through and push it up to 50%. Because when women are at a power table in numbers greater than one or two, we really do make a difference because our ideas start to shape the debates. And I have a daughter, and she's young. And I start to see the world through a child's eyes. And when I see sexist imagery from the media, and I've worked in the media for a long time, I can see how damaging this is to a young girl who's growing up and shaping her sense of self.
Do you feel like we're making progress in that arena, in the sense that maybe women are being better represented, not just in positions of power, but in the ways in which maybe they're portrayed and the idea of femininity is portrayed in the media to younger girls?
In some ways, but studies are showing that just in the news itself, in the United States in 2010, the Global Media Monitoring Project monitored the news on that day, and it showed that news subjects that were female were only 27% of the news on that day, and 73% were male subjects. And these numbers are down the line very consistent, that women don't get asked to be experts legal experts. It's usually heavily men. When there's news about business, it's heavily men. These are messages that go right into the hearts and minds of young people, and they grow up with them. So we have to break through a lot of this sexism.
One last question. I know you've been to Pakistan, mm-hmm. right, to show your film and to talk about it. And what was that experience like for you? And what did you learn from that experience that you could maybe bring back?
The International Islamic University invited me to screen my film in Islamabad, Pakistan last year. And I went, and I was very nervous about going, and I had mixed feelings about it because we hear all the news on the radio about what's going on over there, in quotes, over there. And I decided to go because I thought it was a great opportunity. I pulled a few scarves out of my bureau, shoved them in my knapsack, and grabbed my camera, and off I went. And the audience, the first audience at the Islamic University, was about 300 women sitting there. And they were so excited to see the film. And at the end of the film, they said, "How can you be a feminist there in America and come here and talk about feminism when all the images we see of women from your country are so sexist?" And I said, "Well, yes, we know we have a problem, and we are working to change it. You're just not hearing from us, but there are many groups out there working to change it." The other thing they said, they had no idea how hard American women had fought for their rights. And that made me feel really good. It was amazing, and it was fun, and it did change me because we were at a lunch, and I opened up my backpack, and one woman looked in and said, "She has a scarf in her bag," and they all started laughing at me because you don't have to wear a scarf over your head there. It's a choice, but they really had a good time with that.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
It was great. Thank you.